USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A bipartisan group of senators is visiting war-ravaged Ukraine. Republican Lindsey Graham is in Kyiv, along with Democrats Richard Blumenthal and Sheldon Whitehouse. After meeting with Ukrainian officials, the three presented a united front, praising the fighting spirit of the Ukrainian army. Yesterday, the White House announced new sanctions against a Russian-affiliated mercenary group.
The White House wants to make it harder for companies and countries to do business with Wagner Group, a big part of Russia's military machine. Here's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Our message to any company that is considering providing support to Wagner is simply this. Wagner is a criminal organization that is committing widespread atrocities and human rights abuses.
Kirby says Wagner has so far deployed 50,000 private military personnel to Ukraine. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
President Biden is expected to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling, although no time or official date has been set for that meeting.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy immediately pretty much responding on Twitter to that invitation about a meeting at the White House, saying, quote, President Biden, I accept your invitation to sit and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending.
Capitol Hill reporter Julie Serkin, earlier the president had said he was not going to negotiate with Republicans on raising the debt ceiling. Former President Trump warning Republicans not to cut entitlement programs as part of their negotiations. In a video message, Trump said under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security. He said cuts should be made in foreign aid, immigration programs, and what he calls climate extremism. Lottery prizes continue to grow. No one matched all six numbers for last night's Mega Millions drawing, so that jackpot grows to $31 million for Tuesday's drawing. As for the Powerball, tonight's prize up to $473 million. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The first major political scandal to break in the age of the Internet went viral on this day 25 years ago.
The alleged affair between then-President Bill Clinton and White House intern Monica Lewinsky broke this week in 1998, first online by the Drudge Report and then by the mainstream press. President Clinton at first defended his actions.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
He later testified in front of a grand jury and admitted to the relationship before being the subject of an impeachment trial. Lewinsky made amends in an interview last year on the Today Show.
I want to apologize any chance I get to people that I've hurt and my actions have hurt.
She published an article in Vanity Fair this week writing of the 25 things she's discovered since then. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The NFL divisional playoffs get underway today. The Jacksonville Jaguars visit the top-seeded Kansas City Chiefs. That game kicks off at 4:30 Eastern Time. Then the New York Giants will take on NFC's top-seed Philadelphia Eagles at 8:15 Eastern. The action resumes on Sunday when the Cincinnati Bengals visit the Bills in Buffalo. Cowboys and 49ers will meet in the final game of the weekend Sunday night. Remarkable as DeMar Hamlin's recovery has been, the Buffalo Bills safety still faces a lengthy rehabilitation some 3 weeks after going into cardiac arrest and needing to be resuscitated on the field during a game in Cincinnati. His marketing rep, Jordan Rooney, said DeMar still requires oxygen and is having his heart monitored regularly to ensure there are no setbacks. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.